Conversations, a podcast series for REAAE members, hosted by Kirsty Liljegren and Kerry O'Neill, committee members.
An opportunity for rich thinking and dialogue as a context of continuous interaction between you and your colleagues. So, Anne, can you perhaps explain to us what an ethics of an encounter would look like in practice?
Oh, I've got a great example I'd love to share with you. A few years ago, I was working in a child care, with a child care centre, part of a research project. And I was in the centre one morning with the, I think they were a 3 to 5 room. And the children in the centre, many of them had very complex issues and were living with complex vulnerabilities and risk. So the morning had begun, the children were settled, and I guess it was 45 minutes into the session, into the morning, and Billy arrived with Grandma. In othering terms, Billy was a challenging child and Grandma was probably challenging. So I was watching and thinking, now what's going to happen here, because there's a settled room and these were children that took quite a bit of work to get them settled and a strong focus on that relationships with them. And I watched the teacher, experienced kindergarten teacher, she saw them come in the room. She went immediately to Billy. She embraced him and she looked in at him and she said, "I've been waiting for you." Mm. And it gives me sort of goosebumps sometimes when I think about it, because I was watching and I could see Billy warm and I could see Grandma thaw out, because Grandma was not sure about this intervention, whether it was a good idea for Billy to be in childcare. And she needed that kind of ethics of care and encounter every morning, I guess, that it didn't matter that she came late. It didn't matter that there was a session or morning was in progress. The teacher had been waiting for her and for Billy. And she, you know, the teacher conveyed that sense that, you know, the day wouldn't be right with you not here, that we all need you to be here, and we're really looking forward to working with you today. So that's a practical example of what every child should and every family should experience coming into any school, any early childhood service, that sense that people are waiting for them. That's that welcoming, that's that hospitality, that's that philoxenia, love of stranger